This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Escaping Denver, Batch 3, Episode 6, The Magnet.
How did you...
Shut up.
I just...
We really can't talk here. Everyone is watching.
Just...
Things are going to get worse before they get better. You trust me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. When I say move, you move.
Oh.
Now get up.
Why are you doing this?
Questions? You're questioning me. You're questioning me.
No. No, I'm not. I'll move. Yeah, I'll move. Just stop hitting me.
You move your ass and I won't have to. March.
You really went for it back there, huh?
Unauthorized access to commands, gunshots in the kitchen, and one soldier wildly out of line. This is my floor, my letter. What do you have to say for yourself?
Oh, thank you. Would be nice.
A thank you? You killed a cook. Took another one. What? Hostage? Present your smart band so I know exactly whose ass I'm sending packing.
You delay me any longer and you'll be packing yourself. This isn't a hostage. He's the result of a direct order to capture a loose test subject.
Now take a step back, Missy. You're dangerously close to standing on my dick. I am tasked with that order.
And yet I have him. If you have more questions, at least take them on the move. I don't like to waste time. Move.
Under whose order?
You know exactly who made the order. They needed results, which wasn't happening.
I haven't been twiddling my fucking thumbs. We've been hot on his tail.
Mm-hmm. So hot that I literally walked him up to you and you didn't realize.
I didn't assume he'd be in custody.
That's why they sent me. You shouldn't be making assumptions at all. You're hunting a loose end that has evaded capture by some of our best teams. He and his little friend have survived levels of this facility filled with horrors beyond your comprehension. You're not equipped to be making assumptions.
Jesus.
You say something?
Nothing.
Open the door.
I don't have a key.
Not you.
Oh!
Him.
You don't have a key?
Like you said, it's your floor. Open it.
Do not forget with whom you speak. I outrank you.
You think that matters here? Rank? All that stands between you and the bottom of the shaft is my story. Did you help capture the runaway you were tasked with, or did you hinder it? Now open the door, please. Not you.
Why?
You just heard me say how dangerous he is, and now you want to risk locking us both inside with him?
I didn't think...
No, you didn't. What's this room used for?
Weapons testing.
Which means?
It's soundproof.
And?
And?
And the whole place is bulletproof, fireproof, and hopefully lab rat proof. Lock me and him in here and I'll bang on the door when I'm ready to come out. Good?
Yeah.
Good. Now radio and exactly who we have and where we have him. This is still not where I'd like to interrogate him. My toys.
Understood. Just knock.
Am I good or am I good?
What the hell, Sarah? I was beginning to think they turned you.
I asked you to trust me.
Yeah, but then you kicked and manhandled me.
I needed to sell it.
You might have broken a rib. I can feel it trying to heal.
I'm sorry, but when I threw this uniform on, people started treating me differently, like they were scared.
Yeah. Because for all we know, this is the modern Gestapo uniform. You were terrifying.
Did I sell it?
Sell it. That guy is changing his pants right now. You destroyed him.
Good. But we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, when you brought me here, I was hoping you'd have a plan, but I don't see how locking me up helps.
It doesn't, but I knew the longer we stayed in the hallways, the more likely we'd attract attention. Like you said, on Gestapo and all that.
So what now?
I was hoping you'd have a plan.
Me? You just marched my ass here.
I had to march you somewhere. What do we normally do?
Normally? What do we normally do? We don't normally do anything, Sarah, because we aren't normally captives in an underground facility.
But we've been cornered before.
Yeah, but not in a bulletproof firing range. And usually there's a vent.
A vent! Perfect!
How is that perfect?
Do you smell gunpowder?
No.
No, so they must ventilate the space somehow.
Likely in the ceiling.
Well, look, maybe it isn't.
No, all I'm seeing are ceiling vents. I could fit, but how are we going to get me 15 feet up? Plus, there's the covers.
I have a multi-tool.
A multi-tool?
Yeah, I guess I'm some sort of soldier who requires a multi-tool.
Did they give you, like, a weapon?
Just the pistol. Although I have a holster thingy for a knife.
Sheath.
Yeah, sheath, but no knife.
Anything else that's useful?
Yeah, that big vent behind the desk. Help me.
Oh, building a firing range. Do you need a big-ass desk? Sure, only if it's heavy as fuck.
You always been this snarky.
I'd like to call it wit, but yeah. Can't have forgotten me already. Hasn't been that long.
How long has it been? I can't keep track down here.
Yeah, neither can I. Been a few days for sure. Maybe more. Hell, it could have been weeks for all I know. I did spend a little too long in the plumbing.
I heard. That's why I made my way to the floor you were on. Heard someone was crawling through the pipes on level P, and I knew it had to be you.
Don't know anyone else is resourceful.
No, don't know anyone else is desperate.
Okay. Well, Miss Soldier, hand over the multi-tool so I can get to work on this vent, and we can get the hell out of here.
You sure you'll fit?
Yeah. The entrance is small, but the vent looks pretty big, actually. We'll easily be able to crawl on our hands and knees. Maybe even crouch, which is a godsend, as we've been in much smaller. Do you remember that, what? Something wrong?
I'm not coming with you.
That's ridiculous. If they find you here without me, they'll kill you, regardless of if they think you're one of them or not.
I won't be. I'm going to head back into the hallway to distract the captain some more. But when I open the door, he needs to be able to clearly see you on the ground.
This is crazy.
He needs to see you on the ground, writhing in pain.
I don't see why you can't... Ah!
Damn it, Noah, just listen to me.
You hit me!
He needs to clearly see you on the ground. You listening?
Yeah. Writhing on the ground. Okay, got it.
When I shut the door, you get your ass through the vent and make your way down to level T.
What's on level T?
It's a dead level, no activity.
How do you know it's a dead level?
I heard it mentioned. Now get on the ground. I'll meet you at level T. Just stay alive. What are you doing?
I was still recording. Am I recording? Yeah, finally. Yeah, I did that thing where I talked to myself for 5 minutes, thinking I was recording. Got myself worked up too. Now you think I'm starting this worked up. Which I wasn't. Long and short of it, I'm conflicted. I'm filthy, I'm exhausted, and my body is flaring up anywhere that's been injured, which is everywhere. But most of all, I'm conflicted. She hit me. She hit me. She hit me. Not theatrically, like in the hallway, not for show, but the slap. The one that shut me up? I mean, she hit me. Sarah, she hadn't done that before. No matter how snarky I got, and with her strength, I mean, she could have knocked my head off. I was happy to see her and all, truly, but I'm now filling with, I don't know, not dread, but scared apprehension? Whoa? Worry? I don't like it. I left Sarah for fear of the monster she was becoming, and maybe that was the right move. Did you hear how effortlessly she dressed down that poor soldier? Maybe not poor soldier, but you know what I mean. Like a word sniper, she unarmed and neutered the guy and moved on unaffected. This is what I was running from. Then she... I'm not so convinced, you know? That I can stay a good guy. I'm not so convinced. I'm sitting here complaining that Sarah was mean to a soldier while completely ignoring the fact that she shot the prep cook. Shot him right in the head the moment she walked into the room. Like she walked into the room with that exact purpose, just bang. Done. Dead. Cold. But I ignore it. You know why? I ignore it because in my heart of hearts, in that moment, she did exactly what I was hoping would happen. What I would have done if given the chance. There's such a fine line between surviving and being a sociopath, and I no longer feel equipped to make the distinction. I'm scared of Sarah. I'm scared of myself. Hell, I'm even scared of dead level T, whatever the fuck dead level means. I'm so tired of being scared. Fuck.
As always, lots to unpack there. For starters, welcome back to the second half of Batch 3. Before we dive in, I did want to ask you all about a boring aspect of this adventure. The geography. I've been trying to build a mental map of their journey, which has slowly evolved into my trying to draw a very real map. Problem is, it's getting a little too complicated. Hear me out. So they start in these cells, presumably beneath the Denver International Airport. And sure, they zigzag a bit, even go up a couple floors, but from there, their journey was primarily downwards, culminating in that giant biodome cavern. Still with me? Now, that biodome cavern was like 2 miles long, and it ended with that impossibly large spiral ramp, which took them approximately up to the floor with the archivist, which is roughly around where Sarah just rescued Noah, give or take a floor. So we know Sarah has made it high as level H for that onboarding, and we know now that it goes at least down to level T. And assuming it's alphabetical and they started at A, that's at least 20 levels. And with them being potentially 2 miles long each, that's over 40 miles of facility. Probably 1,000 miles of hallway. I mean, against those numbers, it all just feels so... Sorry. Been leaving the window open for Malanke to come and go. We're at the whole bringing me stuff phase of our relationship, and not to brag, I already have several gum wrappers and a bottle cap, so... Look out. Where was I? Right. Sarah. Was it just me or was that soldier stick a little too believable? When she roughed up Noah in the hallway, I was concerned that maybe she had gone too far down the old violence path, but that's not what bothered Noah. What bothered Noah was the slap. And at first I dismissed it. I figured it was just because he was embarrassed. I got slapped once in high school and it took everything for me not to cry, so I get that. The longer I think about it, there's more to it. Has to be. It wasn't the violence itself, more the outburst. Sarah didn't used to react that impulsively. Otherwise, she would have slapped Noah ages ago. Instead, she showed restraint. But if Sarah has lost that ability while gaining super strength, well, she's become a terrifying liability.
Times. Okay. Finally, an intersection. Left, right, or down? Yeah, I know it's down. Just need to assess what's down there. Don't want to slide into a spinning blade, as I imagine I'd survive long enough to feel everything. A sack of bones. Here goes nothing.
Oh. Ah.
screen's finally cracked as shit. This phone is still hanging on. Oh, as am I. Yeah, somewhere in my head is bleeding, but not enough to trump my ribs. I think I broke them. God. Feels like I broke every damn one. Hurts to breathe. How far did I go? I slid for a little, but once the free fall started, I got tossed around like a ragdoll. Ugh. Oh. Ooh. Okay, yeah, I think a couple of ribs just popped back into place. Wow, that was gross, but such a relief. My left side is still on fire, so I guess those are broken. Wait. Where the hell am I? Ugh. This is big enough to stand in. The air is so fresh. Hey, can you hear it? It's another big-ass fan. Pumping in air, so maybe it's a way out. Now this is where things get tricky. Can't see much, but my eyes have adjusted to the dark, and it looks like I'm in some sort of central chamber. 20, 25 feet across and about 7 feet tall. It's weird. I can't figure out where the fresh air is coming from. There are at least 7 different vents leading away from this space, and even those are big enough to crouch through. Is it possible for it to be coming from all the vents? Because that's what... Oh yeah. Forgot. Puncher. Seven little ducks went out one day, over the hills and far away. Mummy duck said quack, 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 but only one little duck ever came back. There's our pick. Don't steer me wrong, Raffy. Well, I found where the air was coming from. Problem is, it's a fan spinning so fast I can't get through it. At least not in one piece. Hell, at least not in 50 pieces. So I'm a little bit cornered. It has these thick metal bars in front of it. Maybe it's a safety? If I can get beyond those, I'm sure the puncher couldn't follow as the gap is too narrow and the bars are beastly. But that damn fan. Do I backtrack? It's at least 10 minutes back and there's a strong chance I'll run into the puncher. It's made its way down by now. I stink to holy hell, so I doubt it'll have any trouble finding me anyways. Do I even have a choice? I have the magnets, though, that the Archivist gave me. His magic fix-all for the robot woes. I still have those, so maybe I... No. Nope, it's suicide. I was gonna say, maybe I just confront the puncher. Use the magnet thing on it and stop this endless chase. It's a robot. It won't even tire. This ends with one of our deaths, so maybe I just address it now. Nah. I want to live, and who knows what the Archivist actually gave me. I mean, I trust the guy, but I could peel away the putty and find a marble in the center for all I know. Maybe he gave them to me to bolster my confidence rather than actually equip me with any sort of weapon. It's possible. What do I do? Well, that simplifies things. Okay, I took one out. Now I just need to remember what the Archivist said. There was a warning. So much was happening. I just kept nodding while he spoke, but what did he say? Careful, be careful where you peel it free because of the magnet. I shouldn't be near metal. I'm surrounded by metal. What a useless... God sees me. Yep, I'm screwed. Take my chances with the fan. Gonna cut me to shreds. I have to use this stupid magnet and likely die trying. Oh, I forgot about the gun. Hey, stop! I have to do this! Oh. Well, good. Thank you. Wait. You understand me? Of course you do. Smart robot. And you have a name too, right? Puncher. It's Puncher. Yeah, I remember. That's a good name. So, Come on. So, why are you shooting if you're called Puncher? How do I get this out? Easy. I'm just saying. Name like Puncher implies a certain amount of punching. Unless that's not the case. Are you maybe just a shooting robot? So, why not lose the gun and try your creepy metal legs at the whole punching game? Unless you really are just a shooting robot. Shit. It's working. You're gonna fight with a robot. Let's peel this mech now. Come on. You might have the muscle, but I have the brains. Let's see how you like my science. Fuck! Shot out and stuck to the fan blades. You hear me about the metal. Wait. It's slowing down? What'd I do? What's happening? I think I broke it. Hey, I'd love to stay, but my ride just showed up. No. Come on, come on, come on. Sorry, Puncher, but you're not that smart a robot. Oh, shit. It's going for its gun. Me and my big mouth. Sure. Go with the hyper-intelligent robot, Spider-Dog. Smart move. Shit. Fuck. Shit, bananas. It's always the leg. Always the leg. Damn you, Puncher. I'm not so confident I made a new friend there. It's always the leg.
It is disturbing how commonplace it's become for Noah to get shot that it no longer worries me. Sure, it'll be brutal to heal from, but it literally happened at least 3 times so far. So one would think he'd be used to it. If, you know, it's something you can get used to. Leave it to Noah to pick a fight with a robot. I mean, I can see how it looked in his head. The robot slowly closes the gap, and at the last possible moment, he pulls out his magic magnet and shuts the whole thing down. Problem is, in that version, it's a coordinated action Star facing off and not the very uncoordinated Noah. So what actually happened? The magnet was so strong that it zipped right out of the putty the moment Noah made a hole big enough. And as the fan was behind him, that thing shot right at him. Could have blown a hole in his head. But in true Noah fashion of failing upwards, the magnet killed the fan and opened up a way for him to get out. Now, if any of you out there have any idea what kind of putty could contain that powerful a magnet, please let me know because I am at a loss. Shoot me an email at escapingdenverpod@gmail.com or join the conversation on Reddit at rescapingdenver. Thank you to Curious Cast for your continued support, which goes double for you listeners too, as I'll be back next week with another episode of Escaping Denver.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.